GoodSuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you today. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you visit everyone. Let everyone's life be changed for good. Let everyone receive unusual speed. Let everyone be able to see how you want to make us forge ahead and be empowered to do whatever it takes in righteousness to actually forge ahead to the next levels of every area of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. The topic remains forging ahead. You're welcome again to the podcast today, whether you're joining live or you're watching it on YouTube or listening to the recorded version of the podcast. You are all welcome today. We started this series since the beginning of this month. The series has been Forging Ahead. How do we actually step forward? How do we make sure we forcefully go from where we are to where God wants us to be? That's what the podcast is about today. That's what it's been about since the beginning. Let's do a quick recap because today will be the last episode in this series this month. The first week, we were able to understand that the steps to forging ahead includes taking action, not despising the gift you have. God has given you and I a set of gifts, and we must make sure we don't despise those gifts. We must make sure that because something is easy for you and I to do does not mean it's easy for other people to do. And then secondly, just under that also, we must understand that it's the grace of God that makes those things easy. But because they are easy, it doesn't mean they are of less value. Then don't be tired of doing the same thing over and over again. In fact, most times when you think you are tired, other people have not even heard about it at all. If you are not known by 1 million people or 5 million people or 1 billion people, then you have not done anything enough. That's just how I would say it to myself. So because you are tired of doing it over and over again does not mean people are tired. In fact, they might just be getting started at hearing whatever you are saying. Then forget the past, both bad and good. Don't let the past hinder you from getting to the future, which is a lot of what we're going to dwell on today. And don't be complacent. Because you've had a level of success doesn't mean you should now relax and say, I have everything. No, it's the recipe for failure. Then confess, declare God's will, speak victory by faith, and so on and so forth. That's what we did in the first episode. Then the second one, we were able to understand that the problem with problems is not the problems themselves, but the mindset they leave behind. What the devil does is he tries to actually change our mindset because of the things that have happened over and over again. Remember when we took the topic patterns. So what the devil tries to do is to make sure we change our thought pattern. He tries to make us change how we think, how we react, and the reality inside of us. That's what he tries to change. He's not really interested in all those things that have happened, but how they actually change your mind. And that's why he told God, he said, see, let me strike Job. Let me try him a little. You will see that his mindset will change and his true color will show up. But of course, thank God, Job did not disappoint God. So that's what the devil is trying to do. He's trying to change our mindset. And he's trying to change it from wherever God has put it to be wherever God doesn't want it to be. So we understood that, you know, your spirit is soul living in a body. And then your spirit is saved, your soul is being saved, and your body is not even saved at all. It will only be redeemed or transformed when Jesus comes back. So all you can do now is to just tame it as much as possible. Then I would just recommend that anyone who has missed those episodes should please make sure to listen to them. We have a lot to do today, so we are just going to dive in straight away into what we have for the day. Praise God. So today is connecting the dots between the past, the present, and the future. How do we connect the dots? Everything that's happened in the past, whatever is happening right now, and whatever is going to happen in the future, how are they connected? What should we do with the past? What should we do right now? And how should we get ready for the future and launch ourselves into the future that we have always dreamed of? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven." There's a time to everything, which tells us that time is important. If you read through the scriptures, everything is all about time. In fact, God even said about Jesus that he's a lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. He said, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." That's where the concept of time in the Bible began. And over and over and over again till Revelation, it's all about time. It's all about what happened in a set period. It's all about what happened to people. So we want to make sure that we practically spend time to understand this concept of time and how important it is for us. So we're going to spend a few minutes explaining the concept of time today. So the first thing we're going to understand today is, you must not let the shame of your past errors, of failures and mistakes stop you from maximizing the present and getting to your future. So what the devil wants to do is to bring a shame out of all the failures, out of all the mistakes, out of all the things you didn't do right in the past. And one thing that can be a consolation to you and I is the fact that God understands that you may fall as his child. And that's why it's in the Bible that a righteous man falls seven times. If a righteous man falls, like falls seven times, what about an unrighteous man? So let's say when you were not born again, you fell. You shouldn't dwell on that because you are unrighteous. Now that you are righteous, that you're a child of God, even if you still fall, as long as you rise up again and do all you can within the power of God in you not to fall again in that same mistake, then all is good. You know, the Bible talks about it's only a dog that goes back to his vomit. So as long as you're not intentionally going back to those things that God has rescued you from, it's all okay. But we should never let the shame of the past errors, mistakes, failures hinder us from launching forward. We should not let this shame and fear hinder us from launching forward. The only reason we don't do things at times is because we are afraid of the shame that will come alongside if we fail, or the fear of what if I fail. But we can turn it around and say, what if I succeed? And instead of dwelling on the past, see, David only told us the part of the story where he was able to overcome the lion, the bear, and all those things. He didn't tell us when he fell down, which I believe he must have fallen down. He didn't tell us maybe the lion crushed his body, but he only focused on the victory, which is what we should do. And we're going to learn more about that today also. The second thing is, the assumption that the past, present, and the future are disconnected from each other is not just a fallacy, but a costly one too. Don't be deceived into the fact that yesterday is totally separate from today, and today is totally separate from tomorrow. Nothing could be further from the truth than that. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow is just one long piece. In fact, if you look at Genesis, the Bible says God separated the light from the darkness. He divided the light from the darkness. But it never said he divided the day or one day from another. No. See, it's just an adjective of convenience to say one day, another day, another day. It's just demarcations for us to know where we are in our journey. What is important is for you to know that despite the fact that I can use an adjective to define that period in time, it doesn't mean that they are separate from each other. That's why the past can haunt the present and the present can affect or hinder the future. If they are not connected, then they should be separate from each other. So they are all connected. It's one long piece. So that understanding will make a lot of difference if we see from that end. See, the Bible, like I said, only said God divided the light from the darkness, but it didn't say he separated time. Time is a long piece. It's eternity. And that's why God can talk about eternity, because time is actually in eternity. We are just in a period in eternity. And one of the reasons why I think some people don't see a reason to become born again is because they lack the understanding of eternity. If you and I understand that whatever I do within this period in eternity, that the consequences will last eternal life, then we will be careful about our choices, about the things we do. We'll be careful to make sure we please God at all times. It's still connecting the dots between the past, the present, and the future. So, in eternity, when Jesus comes back, time is not going to become longer, as some of us may just naturally think. No, time is not going to become longer. Time is just going to be time. It's always been eternity. God just decided to carve out some time for us. And you know, that's why somebody dies, life goes on. And by the time Jesus comes, it's only going to say, okay, I put another demarcation. Life is no longer be cut short. There's no longer be death, but life continually. And then our bodies will be changed then. And then whatever happens then, you know, for some people, it will be eternal damnation. For some of us, it will be eternal life in Christ Jesus. And that's why we need to understand this concept. Even despite the fact that what we want to focus on today is about how we can enjoy our life here on earth, how we can prosper here on earth, how we can actually have good success here on earth in every area of life. And when we're talking about that, we're talking about spiritually, physically, financially, maritally, and in every area of life. So our focus is using the concept of time to maximize our period here on earth, while remaining righteous, while remaining balanced, while remaining in focus and in line with God. So, forging ahead into good success using the concept of time, connecting the dots between the past, the present, and the future. Now, let's quickly talk about the past. What normally characterizes the past? Our trials. All the trials we went through, all the negative situations, all the things that we wanted to come to pass that didn't come to pass the way they will come to pass. All the learning period, which is another better way of describing these things. So the trials, the temptations, and even the successes, those are the things in the past. Your success is always going to be in the past. Yes, there's a future success that is coming, but whatever you have had in the past is always in the past. And that's why Paul said, leaving those things behind, focusing on the future, because he knows whatever has happened in the past is past. However, they will be part of the ingredients that will shape the future. So your trials, your temptations, your wins, your successes, all these things are meant to be lessons in disguise. Because whatever happened in the past is not as important as what God wants to bring to you and I in the future. Then what about the present? How can we describe the present? The present is for you to learn to bring wisdom out of the past. That's the purpose of the present. To bring wisdom out of the past, to apply it to the current situations, so as to determine the things that will happen in the future. So as to determine our experiences in the future. So, what do we do at the present? We learn, we become coached, and we wait. We act and we wait. Because some of the things we do right now will not have result except in the future. And that's where the waiting is. Then what about the future also? What do we do about the future? Because it's not here yet, we speak, we act, we dramatize it. Whatever you want to see in the future, we make sure we begin to act it in our head. Others may not see it. Let me talk about this very well. Because most people in the world don't see the future as a part of the deal right now, they always separate it and they look at the present. That's why somebody can look at you at the present, because you don't look like the future you are going, they make jest of you. And that is why you are also tempted to look more at the present, because it looks more tangible. It looks like it's separated from the future. It looks more tangible. And that's why somebody is depressed. If you can see a future, if you know the future is real and it's coming soon, you will not be depressed. Just like, you know, our Father Bishop David Odeku normally says. So, one of the things we want to do is to, you know, because you don't have a control over the future, so to say, except what you can do right now. You can only do something now to control the future, but you are not in the future yet. I'm not in the future yet. I'm no longer in the past, but I can draw some wisdom from the past. So what do I do right now? I speak. I act. I take steps toward the future. I act it. I believe it. I say it. I make it real to me, because just like yesterday, just like now, it's still going to come to pass also. So I don't base my life on the past or on the present, but I begin to walk towards the future because I know it's as real as the past. In fact, it's more real than the past. It's more real than the present. Now, what we do is we have to consider the present as a bridge. A bridge that connects the past with the future. If I see it that way, I will decide whatever I do with my bridge. Because if I want to be truly connected with the future I want, I will take the right steps. Sometimes all you need to do with the bridge right now is to throw away some heavy load. That's why the Bible talks about not being dragged down by some things that easily weigh us down. What are those things in this case? Apart from sins and things like that, we are talking about the negative experiences that you have had in the past. They are weights that can weigh you down. What do? You throw them away and convert them into lessons, because lessons are lighter. But the weight of shame, the weight of guilt, the weight of depression is heavy. It can make our bridge even broken and we sink in the river of life, God forbid. So what we do is, all those heavy things, we trash them. Carry your trophies of the past, but make sure you don't make them too heavy. Turn them to lessons that you can use as tickets to get to the future. So we all can decide to carry the heavy load of past guilt that I didn't do that well. Now that's making me scared of taking bold steps in the future. That should never happen. I should not say, because I made mistakes in the past, so I will not take steps for the future. No, it shouldn't be. I must take steps. Even if the present doesn't look like the future I'm going, I should not look at that, but I should focus my eyes on the promises that God has made for me and take practical steps towards it. So, our true success is in the fact or in the action of connecting the dots between the past, the present, and the future, and understanding the concept that, see, it's a long stretch of rope. The past may be the beginning, the present is the middle, the future is the other end that we have not reached yet. So we begin to take steps. We begin to learn from the past, not only from our past, because that's where a lot of people make mistakes also. You don't only learn from your past, because if we learn from our past also, we won't be able to avoid some mistakes in the future. And that's where coaching comes in. That's where learning from other people who have gone ahead, that's where it comes in. Because when somebody's in the future and is telling you, hey, don't step on that place, that's where I fell before, that's where I had this car, you can avoid it. And our journey can be smoother. But if we all want to do it by ourselves, then we'll find ourselves stepping into all the errors that other people have made that we are not supposed to make. So we don't only learn from the past, we learn from the future of other people that we are going to get to. So the ability to understand that life is eternal and we are just living a little chunk out of that eternal period will, number one, make us have good success in our spiritual lives, in our relationship with God, in our relationship with people, our family, our spouses, our children. How we relate with them will be determined from the understanding that life is a long stretch. And that whatever I do in the past, and sometimes it's always repeated in the future. But if we don't learn our lessons, we'll fall into the same mistakes again, especially if we don't learn from the lessons of other people. But we must understand and keep it at the back of our minds that the shame of the mistakes of the past must never keep us from taking steps to the future. We must not allow those experiences of the past turn into fear that will prevent us from taking giant strides for the future. The bridge of today is where you turn the pain of yesterday into lessons and turn successes into both lessons and trophies. So even our successes have a goal. And what we should do with our success is not just pack all the trophies and let it weigh down, because that's another extreme. When we gather all those trophies, some of them we are supposed to give them out. Some of them we just turn them into lessons, just record them and drop it, because it can become an heavy load. All the successes of the past, turn them to lessons, turn them to something you can always go back to, into videos you can watch, so to say, to encourage you to go to the future. Just like David did when he was going to fight Goliath. He never fought Goliath before, but he leveraged the successes, the trophies, the lessons from his success of the past. He leveraged it and he built confidence on that in his God, of course, that gave him the success of the past. He built confidence and he was able to forge ahead to have the success he was looking for. And one of the things we need to pay attention to is this. Because time is a concept that you cannot determine all the things that happen along the way. Some things that we despise may actually become the things that are much more important than the things that are not important. Imagine, David was just asked to go and give food to his brothers. He was supposed to be angry, to say, am I a dog? Am I not important? Why are you asking me to give food when I'm supposed to be a warrior myself? Maybe he probably have told his brothers all his, you know, feats of defeating the lion, the bear, and all those things by himself alone in the wilderness. And they despised him. And now they are saying, go and give them food, meaning that you are not worth a warrior. You are not important enough to be a warrior. And he did it joyfully. He went to give them food, and that's how he met destiny. So sometimes the things that you think are not important are so important, are much more important than the things you think are important. Maybe right now, the job you have is not the kind of job you want to have. The business you have is not the kind of business you want to have. The kind of successes you are recording in your life are not the kind you want. You want to be able to say, yeah, I built a house, I bought a car, I have children, I'm married. You want to have all those big successes. But one thing we may miss sometimes is missing out on the fact that all the small things along the way can guarantee that we are connected with the major things in life. So if I despise the days of small beginnings, I'm not guaranteed of great endings. If I despise small errands, small tasks, small things like saying hi to people on the way, like in your service unit in church, serving properly, doing things right, thinking, no, until I become the leader, I'm not going to do anything. Well, you may never become the leader. And even if you become the leader, you're still going to bring the same attitude to it. Or you are saying, I have this job, they're not paying me well, so I'm not going to do it well. Well, when you have your own job, you're still going to do it the same way. Or you're saying, all the people around me, no, I'm not going to treat them well. I'm only going to treat the person I get married to very well. Well, you may never get married, because it's in treating those people well that you'll be connected to the right person, which I've seen over and over again. I have the experience, I see people have the experience, that by treating some other people well, by relationships that they have kept with some other people, that it's through those relationships that they were connected to the right person. And remember that life is also like a bridge. You will always need people to cross over to the other side. So that's really what the episode is about today. It's a short one, but I just want us to pay attention to it. And remember, the number one, the major lessons today is that time is essentially eternal. It may start from the past. We may be at the middle, present as the bridge, but the future is essential. But how we treat our past and present determines the experience we're going to have in the future. And not only on this earth, but in heaven. If we don't pay attention to God here on earth, then God is not going to pay attention to us when this life cap is over and eternity now becomes very obvious. That's not going to end. But I pray none of us will have that experience in Jesus' name. And then we must understand that today is the bridge. We must pay serious attention to that bridge and build it and make sure it's strong enough to hold us to the future we are going. That is the podcast today. That is the episode today. I hope you have been blessed. And let's just remember that as we step out this week, let's remember that we are creating the next future we want to be. So take the right step. Focus on everything you do. Know they have eternal consequences. And I pray God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Next week will be our Bible study. So please, the next chapters in Nehemiah that we have not read, please just try to read them and then pay attention, read them very well, prepare what you're going to share with everyone as you come, and we all be blessed from the Bible study in Jesus' name. Amen. So everybody be ready to share your part in the Bible study. It will not be me like last week. Everybody is expected to come and share whatever they have learned from reading the book of Nehemiah next week. So I think I want to give more time, because I've been able to announce very well now. I want to give more time to other people to share next week. So please make sure you read the book of Nehemiah. I think we stopped at chapter 7, I guess, or chapter 6. So just read at least 2 chapters and we'll discuss it and we'll be blessed. Praise God. So that's it today. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for a time in your presence today, teaching us how to maximize our time. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you bless everyone. Let everyone be empowered to maximize the time you have given us, because that's really our life. Father, empower us to maximize our time and to have good results in the name of Jesus. And as we maximize our time, let that future you have created for us, let it begin to come forth speedily in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, that's the end of the episode. See you next week. I remain ever blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. The good success has come.